Hi, this is Mike Swanson, and welcome to the weekly Wall Street Window podcast. I got Dave Skarik with me. And last week, we did our first podcast, and we were talking about the market action. And I wrote an article for the members I have on Sunday looking for some sort of bounce in the market. I wasn't going to plan on buying into the bounce because I thought the market would bounce and fall one more time, but it looks like we haven't really had a bounce this week at all. Today, the stock market gapped up on positive GDP numbers, and Steve Leisman was really excited about that on CNBC, and so were some of the analysts. And you know, it did look like we could get some movement forward, but the market just gave up those gains, and it's kind of disappointing for most investors, I think. What's your take on the market now, right now, Dave?
I think we talked about like last week. Like if you look at this week, the 5 days of this week have all been in pretty tight ranges. And the S&P began the week just under 1,100, and it's about 1,180. It's a very small move this week. And I think one reason you haven't seen a big move down is because a lot of these indicators, like short-term indicators that we both watch, are becoming so oversold that it's difficult to get a large decline right from where we are right now. Like we'd have to see, like you just said, we'd have to see a bounce. And then if we get one more big move lower, what I'm saying is I think we have to bounce first and then see that move lower rather than just see that move lower from here. I'll give you an example. One of the best like short-term indicators I watch are the percentage of stocks trading above their 20-day moving average on the S&P 500. So it's quite simply the 500 stocks in the S&P 500, how much of them are trading above, you know, the 20-day moving average. And when you get under 20%, means less than 20% of stocks are trading above the 20-day moving average, so one in five stocks or less, the market gets very oversold, and it sees usually short to intermediate-term bottoms. If you get under 10%, it's extremely oversold, and that could happen at quite significant lows. And for example, at last March bottom, only like 6 or 7% of stocks on the S&P 500 were trading over their 20-day moving average. Well, right now, as of the close on Thursday, that was 19%. So we're very oversold. And, you know, with that kind of reading, okay, maybe the S&P can go down another few percent. But at the very most, you know, that would be it. And then we'd see a good rally. So that's just one example of how oversold the market is at the moment. And, of course, the investor intelligence numbers are kind of reversed themselves, that they're not showing – maybe they're not showing a lot of fear, like excessive fear, but they're not showing that bullishness anymore. Like that number where there were three times as many bulls to bears is about down to 1.5 to 1 now, which is like a normal level. And with the market going down even more, they do those pulls on Friday every week. I'm sure next week's numbers will show this Friday's numbers gone down even a little bit more. So like we're not seeing any of those excesses anymore. Now it's just a question of when and if and how we kind of get that sell off and bottom or whatever. Now, like I said, like I don't expect a huge rally out of this, but I expect a nice bounce.
Well, when we were coming into this week, I was kind of thinking the same thing that, you know, if you remember last Friday, we saw the VIX spike up and the market had fallen down to about where it is now. And I thought it was oversold on the 60-minute charts with some indicators I follow. And, of course, the major market averages are all over their 50-day moving averages. But I think what's happened so far this week is we've had a lot of people buying, thinking this is the bottom and guessing the bottom. It looks too early. So we had some down days in the market. For instance, yesterday, I think the Dow closed down over 100 points. But despite that, we didn't really see a lot of fear. And that's what I want to see in order to be able to call a bottom. Specifically, I want to see the put-to-call ratio above 1. I want to see the VIX spike up like I did last Friday. And I want to see the advanced decline line have a really bad day, like 90% of the stocks down, 90% of the volume down. And those type of days in which that happened has marked bottoms or the end of corrections consistently over the past 7 years. In fact, it happened like 4 or 5 times last year where the market would correct for a couple weeks. Then you have a day like this, and that would be the bottom. And I haven't seen a day like that yet with all these things happening. Unfortunately, I've kind of seen the opposite of these indicators. For example, yesterday, despite the Dow
Yeah, the VIX was down.
Being down, yeah, the VIX was down, the put-to-call ratio was down. That was telling me we got more work to do. Now, that said, the way the market is positioned right now, it doesn't necessarily have to fall a whole lot for that to happen. I think the market could, you know, go down one day or 2 days below the lows this week, and that would be enough, or it could be enough to cause these indicators to do that. So right now I'm at a mode where I'm kind of waiting for this to happen. Then I plan on doing some buying myself to play the next rally. But until that happens, I think, you know, you're kind of in a situation where good news can get sold, and it's just got to wait for this to work itself out.
Yeah, I think that's the key point here, is even though we kind of both were talking for a bounce last week, both of us didn't really buy the dip, because we've been waiting, like me too, I've been waiting to see, you know, like for a little more follow through, or like, you know, to where I'm really comfortable. And the one indicator I'm really comfortable with, again, is that 20-day moving average indicator, that if you get the number of stocks trading down over the 20-day moving average on the S&P 500 into the single digits, the percentage of stocks, that's really oversold in the market every time, has at least seen an intermediate term. So if that happens, I probably would do a little bit of buying on that kind of thing. But until I see something extreme oversold, I'm not really going to dive in here and go after that, you know, and really chase anything at this point. So, and another thing too is, I really believe, and if this is for longer term players, if you're someone who missed the rally from March to the end of the year, sorry, you missed it. It's like my upward side of this entire rally, even when it started, was 12 to 1300 in the S&P. So if you're a longer term player, there's no point of doing it. There's no point of, like, you know, risking capital on another 10% possible term. You just missed the rally, and you have to, you know, accept that at this point. You know, I don't like the risk reward longer term here.
Well, what's your take on the gold stocks right now? Because last Friday when we were talking, they started to look more positive, in the sense that they were on that day, I think they were actually up and gold was down, and usually the stocks lead gold. But that was the first day that's happened in weeks. And now today the stocks are down more than the metal. But what do you think is happening with them? When do you think they're going to bottom out, or what happens after they bottom?
What's really surprised me with them, and I can honestly say surprise, is that not that so much the gold stocks have fallen where they had. Like, when the gold stocks, like the HUI, peaked over 500, yeah, if you told me that ultimately in this correction it could go to 350 to 400, I wouldn't have really balked at that, because you can see 20-30% corrections all the time in these gold stocks. I think what surprised me is you've seen this breakdown, but if you actually look at it, gold is not below its intraday low of mid-December. The intraday low there is about 1,075, and gold's about 1,080. So I've been surprised to see the gold stock so weak, with really, you know, like gold holding up rather well. Now, with that said, this whole thing with the gold stocks, you don't necessarily have to see, okay, the gold stocks break down, the gold's going to confirm it. If you actually look at 2005, which is kind of the time frame I've been comparing this current decline to, early 2005, gold held its lows all the way through early 2005. Like, if you look at it, like, gold hit its low in about February 2005, and then throughout the spring, gold held that February low, where the gold stocks kept breaking down into May. And then the gold stocks bottomed in May, and then they both took off together, like, to the upside in the summer and the fall. So maybe we will get the scenario where the gold stocks could continue to trend lower because of the weakness in the stock market, and then the gold could actually maybe even hold its lows here, and we just get a good buying opportunity in, you know, the gold stocks. And I would look for that. I think if the longer this non-confirmation goes down, so the longer, say, gold holds 1,070 and the stocks keep selling off, the more likely that, rather than the gold stocks leading the metal, it's just the metal not confirming the stocks, and you're getting to the point where it's a good buy. And then the last thing, again, looking technical indicators, if you look at the MACD, again, and the RSI, and all of these indicators on the gold stocks, they're to the oversold levels, again, where at these past rallies, even if they were just intermediate term rallies or short term rallies, you've seen very impressive, say, 20, 30, 40% rallies in the gold stocks. So at some point here, and this is even during 2008 when they crashed, you know, when they got to these levels short term oversold, they'd see a very nice bounce. So you're to the point now where the risk reward on the trading side is actually going long the gold stocks, even just if it's a short term trade, is quite good. Like, you should see a good bounce at some point here.
Well, it's funny you say it, because last night I spent several hours looking for potential stocks and sectors to buy, starting to make a list of things. And I was thinking, you know, I was doing this in case the market fell today really well and we got this panic in the market. And the thing was, the thing that seemed to have the best potential for a trade seemed to me to be the gold stocks at the moment, because if the market, you know, were to bottom today, and, you know, this didn't happen, but let's say it did, I would think they would bounce back up at a higher percentage rate than the broad market stuff would.
Yeah, and you look at other things, like the dollar's seen this huge move this week, so it just makes common sense that the dollar is going to maybe pull back and see, even if it's headed higher in the intermediate, that, you know, you're going to see a pullback in the dollar, which, of course, is usually bullish for gold. So, no, I agree with you. Again, if you're looking, again, we talked about risk-reward, like the gold stocks, again, like the HUI in the last month and a bit has gone down from over 500 to 380. So, again, what's the chance it's going to have another 30% in the next month? Probably not that high, but the chance of it seeing a nice little bounce back here are probably pretty high. And this is why I actually just, you know, recommend in my newsletter, because for your trading positions in gold stocks, you can't time this thing exactly. So, like for example, I was saying at 400 in the HUI, which, you know, it's dropped 5% since then, buy a little. And if it drops to 380 or 370, which is basically at now, buy a little more then. That would be like an average price of about 390. And then if it did rally back 20 or 30%, which would mean the HUI go up to about 430, 440, you'd do pretty well on that little trade. So I would just think that, you know, that's the kind of thing you have to look at. And just another quick note, again, like the RSI, which is the technical indicator in the gold stocks, it has not been this oversold since the fourth quarter, like, just, you know, like bottom of, you know, of 2008 in gold stocks. So that's how oversold they are at the moment. You know, same with the MACD and all these technical indicators. So I would agree with you, but the question is just when it's going to happen. Like, I've been surprised that they haven't at least attempted to rally here. You know, I've been surprised about that.
Well, I do think we're probably closer to a low, and my target for the S&P 500 is somewhere between like 1,000 and 1030. But I'm actually starting to think that we may not go that lower, that if we just hold this level for a day or two, then plunge down, with that we can bottom out at a higher level than I thought. Because the thing is, in my work, if we had gotten a bounce, that would add more potential people to sell later on. You know, and those, that doesn't seem like that's happening. Well, we only got about a minute and a half left. Is there anything more you can add?
Just finish off there. Yeah, I think if the market continues to grind lower, let's say we go to 1,060 or 1,050 in the S&P, so that's 2 to 3% lower. If we just grind lower over the next week, you're right. I agree with you 100%. Then we're probably, that could be the low for this move, rather than, you know, bouncing and then going down to 1,000 on the S&P. That the more we grind, the closer we are to the potential low. That's what happened just quickly in the U.S. dollar. When we didn't see any rally in the U.S. dollar in the summer and fall of last year, that's when we've seen such a big rally, because I wanted to see a bounce then, and then, you know, I moved down to new lows. But because we just grinded lower, that just gets the market more oversold. It gets more bears into the market, and that's what causes these big, basically, bounce-back rallies. So, yeah, the more likely that if the S&P just grinds lower here, yeah, the more likely that is going to be a better bottom than, say, if it bounced and then sold off again.
Well, thanks for taking the time to talk with me and everyone else. And for the people listening out there, you can get Dave's free version of his newsletter by going to addictedtoprofits.net. And you get more information, of course, in the premium letter, and I certainly recommend that you subscribe to that. But at the very least, you'll want to check out his free stuff. So anyway, we'll be talking to you later, and thanks for taking the time today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.